Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Tone It Up Tuesday, and I am everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council. We are still doing our Fun Success Summer School. So, are you guys doing your fun power actions? These are power actions that will help you relax, that will help you open your mind, stimulate your creativity, tap into your imagination, and really just open up altogether so that you can expand your consciousness. When you expand your consciousness, you expand your physical territory, meaning you get the car you want, the house you want, you get to hang out with the people that you want, build the relationships that you want. You are so excited about life, about who you are, about where you're going. And most importantly, you become extremely passionate and focused and dedicated towards your calling, to delivering your calling, contributing in any way you can so that you can use those amazing gifts and talents that you have. These are some of the reasons why you want to stay focused on achieving your goals. So today we're going to do a more action-oriented type of, I guess, power action, if you will. We've been talking about the mind. A lot of the fun power actions I've been giving you are to help you expand your mind, to help you tap into your imagination. And we're going to do some more before the month is over. So the one that I'm going to give you today, or what we're going to talk about today, is habits of success. And we're going to keep it very simple, because one of the things it is important to remember is that the top three habits that you do daily will define your life, will shape your life, will put you on the right track to getting what you want. For example, if the first thing you do in the morning is hit the snooze button instead of getting up, then that says a lot about whether you're on purpose or you're fired up about where you're going. It also says a lot about if you're getting enough sleep. It says a lot about your health and how you feel about you. It says a lot about your routine at night. Do you go to bed early? Do you go to bed on time or early enough so that you can get enough sleep, so that you don't even need a snooze button or an alarm? I'm a night person, so I stay up and I stay up late sometimes, and I have to actually remind myself that, listen, you need at least anywhere from 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Now, I don't think I've ever gotten 9 hours of sleep, but I usually go for at least 7, because it's easy for me to get about 5 hours of sleep. And if I get 5 hours of sleep, I can tell you I'm pretty groggy the next day. And that means I'm not going to get the things done that I really want to get done, or as much done. Why? Because I'm going to be groggy. I'm not going to be able to focus or concentrate on what it is I'm doing, because my mind is not alert. It is important for you to pay attention to your daily success habits. When you understand the power of daily success habits, then you will make better choices. Now, this is summertime. Of course, a lot of people are still going to work during the summer. You still have a business to run during the summer. If you're doing your business on the internet, you don't have to do as much, but you still have to do you have to do things to stay on point and to keep the revenues coming in. Now, of course, if you're brand new to the internet world, then yeah, you've got to put in a lot of time. However, even if you're focused on making your business happen, growing your business, making your goals happen, whatever those goals are, especially if those goals are along the lines of physical fitness, then of course sleep is definitely a necessity. So what are the daily success habits that you have bought into? What are the habits, daily habits, leaving the word success out, that you've also bought into, or that you're doing and you're not even thinking about it? For example, when you get up in the morning, what is the first thing you do? Do you turn on the television because you got to catch the morning news? You've got to see what's going on in the world. And it's a difference between watching the financial news because you're in that business, or because you're going to make investments, or you want to learn more about what to invest in. So that's different. We're talking about the kill 'em up, shoot 'em up, bang bang, and everything that is going to bring you down before you even get your day started. It's going to bring your energy down before you can get your day started. something that you're going to be able to talk about when you get to work that's going to distract you from actually getting your job done. And you say, yeah, I'm okay with that. But here's the thing. If you are the best at what you do, I can assure you that even if for whatever reason your company goes out of business, that it will, you will either be given referrals to another job or you will be on fire so much because you're committed to such excellence that you may start your own business and you'll take off like a rocket. In other words, you won't skip a beat. So your habits prepare you for what's going to happen in your life in the future. So you want to set the tone for what you want your life to look like in the future by doing it today. Power is always in the present moment. When you can focus on where you want to go and how you want your life to play out, and you take present moment action, then you're going to achieve those goals and you're going to be doing life with power in a very big way. So with that being said, what are your daily habits? Are they success habits? Or are they habits that you've adopted because you saw someone else do them, you grew up that way, and they're not exactly habits that will help you to move forward or get to where it is you want to be? For example, if you are having challenges in your business, yeah, granted, you can learn from someone else or you can get a mentor, and that's great. You can also hire a coach. That's great also. But in addition to doing those things, you want to do some reading and studying on your own. So what are you doing when you get up first thing in the morning? Are you reading, or are you, once again, watching to see what's going on in the world that's not good? And you're not feeding your mind such that you can expand your consciousness so that you can receive the things that you want and so that you can improve on your overall lifestyle and your focus. You won't improve on your success bottom line, if you will. So what are you doing in the morning when you get up? With that being said, I want to suggest to you that as a fun power action, you can take a moment and chill out and write down the first three things that you do when you wake up. Now, we talked about paying attention to how you feel when you wake up, but what about your first three actions that you take when you wake up? If you missed that podcast, if you're in blog.designeryourlifetoday.com, you'll see it there in our show notes, and you can click on it and you can listen to it, and you can understand the importance of how you wake up, how important that is for setting the right tone for doing the top three or the three important things that will drive you towards success. When I get up in the morning, one of the first things that I do is I say a little prayer. I take some time to meditate and just be still and be quiet. And then I get up and I read something scriptural and inspirational. And then I'll read a book or a few pages out of whatever book I'm reading for that month. And if you want to see what books I'm reading for the month, you can go to our Power Achievers book club or click on the link there and you'll see the books that I'm reading for this month or the books that I recommend that are great for you to read. So you can check those out also. So these are the top three things that I do. Now you say, well, meditation, how's that moving you towards your goal? Well, when I'm quiet and I'm still and I'm clearing my mind, first of all, I'm learning to in a sense, have emotional control. I'm also learning to take a moment to hear my own thoughts or take a moment to put the right thoughts out or adjust my mind towards right thinking or to set the tone for my day because I'm not waking up thinking, oh my goodness, I don't want to get up today. This is going to be a blah, blah day or whatever. You fill in the blank, something that's not good. So that's the power of motivation. And it helps to increase my discipline. Now, usually I only read a few scriptures, little short scriptures out of the Bible, and then I do the inspirational readings out of whatever book I choose, and then whatever instructional or business book that I'm reading for that month, then I read a few pages out of that. after that, now this is the fourth thing. By that time, I've spent about an hour. I call that my power hour. And by that time, at the end of my power hour, it's time to go and get at least 45 minutes to an hour of exercise. When I was going to the chiropractor, I could spend more time reading because I was supposed to keep my exercise to almost nothing. And now that I'm not going as much, then I'm exercising almost every day, not every single day, but almost every day. But the routines that I position myself to take every day are the same routines with reading the scriptures, studying the inspirational readings and trying to understand what are they saying to me, and as well as the scriptures. And then, of course, I read the business book or after meditation, which is what I do when I first wake up, the prayer and the meditation. After that, that's when I go into the readings. I consider, though, even though I'm reading like three different books, I consider that to be one thing, because it all falls under the heading of reading. And if you want to expand your consciousness, you've got to put something more into your mind that's going to allow it to expand. If you're watching the news, you're putting fear in your mind, you're putting distrust in your mind, because a lot of times the news sends us a message that people are not to be trusted. These are all of the bad things that are happening. Now, there are other shows sometimes that have little fun segments and informational, educational segments. The Today Show, The Morning Show, Good Morning America. Sometimes they can have some very interesting segments, but you have to kind of ask yourself, are these segments feeding me in the way I need to be fed so that I can be inspired to focus and stay on point when it comes to achieving my goals? So this is what that's all about when it comes to your daily success habits. So as we wrap up for today, what are your daily success habits? And if you jot down your daily success habits, then the next question that you want to answer is, are these daily success habits connected to you achieving your goals? Are these just random things that you're doing because someone says, oh, this will make you more successful? You want to pay attention to ensure that these success habits that you are forming and reinforcing, that they are connecting you to your goals. And once you can do that, now you can add more success habits if you choose to after that. However, your first three, pay attention to those first three. For example, I talked about meditating. Meditation, it does makes it better for me to imagine things, for me to be more creative. It helps me to de-stress if I'm stressed out or feeling stressful, I should say. I don't really get stressed out. If I'm feeling stressful, it helps me to calm my mind so that I can come up with solutions. So this is all connected to my goals if I run into obstacles or challenges or something when it comes to the goals that I've set. So you really want to pay attention to your top three success habits, because they're going to take you to your next three and then so on and so on. But ultimately, it's going to help you to get the results that you're after when it comes to goal achievement. So I've given you your fun power action. You want to first write down those success habits, your top three daily success habits. And then after that, you want to make sure that they're connecting you to achieving your goals. And be sure that you're doing them on a daily basis. Okay, and even if you're not doing them, say, well, this is what I want to do. And if this is what you want to do, if these are the habits that you want to develop, write them down anyway, and then make the decision that you're going to step up and make it happen. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Tone It Up Tuesday. Enjoy your Tone It Up Tuesday. Get those success habits going, and you will reach every single one of your goals. Have a great day and do life with power.